You're listening to SBS News.
In dramatic scenes that led news bulletins around the world on Thursday, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was dragged out of the Ecuadorian embassy in London by British police. He's facing charges for breaching bail conditions by claiming asylum in the embassy. That could lead to his extradition, which could mean he has to go to Sweden to face charges of sexual assault. The United States also wants him extradited to face their courts on charges of conspiring to break into a Pentagon computer system. It's possible that if he's sent to Sweden, he may then be extradited to the United States. His lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, has told Sky News it's extradition to the US that worries Assange.
This case is and has always been about his concern about being sent to face American injustice. We've been warning since 2010, and I've been working on his case since the initial Swedish request came through. We've been warning since then that he would face the risk of US extradition for actions and his work associated with WikiLeaks publications. We warned for years, and that is precisely what has happened. He was right all along, and we were right all along to be worried about it. He was granted asylum inside the Ecuadorian embassy because of his concern about this risk of onward extradition to the United States.
Jennifer Robinson says Assange has always cooperated with the Swedish investigation, even remaining in Sweden to answer questions about the assault case. She says the reason he sought asylum was that there was no guarantee that Sweden wouldn't allow his extradition on to the United States. Britain's opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn says it's right for Assange to answer questions about the Swedish assault, but he's concerned about his further extradition to the US.
I've made it very clear all along that if there are allegations which Julian Assange needs to answer of sexual issues, sexual attacks that may or may not have taken place in Sweden, then it's a matter for the courts to decide, but I do think he should answer those questions. My objection was to his extradition to the United States, because I do believe that WikiLeaks told us the truth about what was actually happening in Afghanistan and in Iraq.
The current editor-in-chief of WikiLeaks is Kristin Hrafnsson, an Icelandic investigative journalist who was appointed by Julian Assange in September 2018, having previously worked for the organisation as a spokesman. He says the actions that Assange took were those of an investigative journalist and not a criminal cyber hacker.
He will never be able to face a fair trial in the United States. He should not be extradited on the basis that he was simply doing journalism, a journalistic activity, and giving the political atmosphere in the United States, all the declarations that have been given there, makes it absolutely obvious that he cannot have a fair trial there.
The US case against Assange raises questions that concern journalists in America. Professor Raju Narasetty from the highly respected Columbia University School of Journalism says many of the groups that fight for press freedoms are going to be very actively involved in making sure that whatever happens in the court system doesn't lead to a precedent. He says that could have a chilling effect on important investigations.
It's problematic because the way the Justice Department seems to be looking at it, they are covering lots of things that normal journalists do, but is also essential for press freedom, which is how do you cultivate sources, how do you protect the identity of sources, how do you have secure communications with those sources. So if you prosecute him on all those issues as well, then it's clearly a problematic situation for journalists.
But Professor Narasetty admits that Assange's own credentials as a journalist are not clear-cut.
He is, if you define journalism as a pursuit of truth, he is not, because he has an odious behavior that disregards the standards and ethics of journalism.
Kristin Hrafnsson insists that WikiLeaks' contribution, including thousands of memos, cables and other documents about US war efforts in Iraq and Afghanistan, and more recently the Panama Papers, have changed the world of reporting.
There should be no doubt in anybody's mind the contribution to journalism that Julian Assange and WikiLeaks have had in the last decade, and I've been a part of that, which is multifold, and it would take me a bit of a time to just go through all of that. You talk about politics. There is no doubt in my mind, and anybody's mind, like to take a second look at the entire thing. This is a politically motivated persecution against a journalist.
Meanwhile, Assange's lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, says Ecuador has been making outrageous allegations over the past few days to justify what she calls an unlawful and extraordinary act, allowing British police to come inside an embassy.
Now, the politics of the case with respect to Ecuador changed with the change of government, with Lenin Moreno coming to power. And ever since then, inside the embassy, it's become more and more difficult, to the point where even Human Rights Watch said it was akin to solitary confinement. So he's had a very difficult time. It's not been easy. And to suggest that someone would choose to remain in there without legitimate concerns about US extradition, which is exactly what was proven this week, I think people can't really understand what it would be like to live in a room like that for a very long time. It's not been easy.
Assange's next court appearance is May the 2nd via video link. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.